hear that?
No.
This is madness.
No.
With 900 years old, you reach for the good you are not.
Nerf herder.
I am a Jedi.
Too short for a stormtrooper.
We are what they grow beyond.
Welcome back to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Chris and Sam, I am Mike, or should I say alongside Sam, there's only two of us on this podcast this week because we don't have another Chris. It's just Sam pretending to be Chris. Sam, do you have a Ryan you might want to throw our way, being that Ryan is no longer on this podcast because he decided to skip out this week, so we need someone to pretend to be Ryan.
I love the prequels.
That's pretty good. It is
what here. I have a micro impression of Ryan. It's a whoa. That was it.
I like that in your impression. It was Ryan doing a micro impression of himself.
Yeah, no, that's how you know. Honestly, Mike, it's just with it just being you and me tonight, it's really tough to keep track of all these voices in my head.
And what a shocker! What a shocker for the audiences to find out that Chris is actually also Sam this whole time.
You know, as Ryan alluded to, this is really a prestige level reveal that we finally found out that it's just one person.
Right. We were sitting on this for a while, and you see how I threw my voice to laugh while I was speaking? That's a skill that doesn't come lightly.
Also, I do the entire podcast with a fish bowl between my legs.
All the more impressive.
Trick I learned from an old man.
You know, if you really did want to nail Ryan, though, you should have mentioned Ron or Clint Howard, because I don't think you can get through many sentences from Ryan without the two of them being mentioned. So next time, for the next impression of Ryan, just keep that in mind.
Okay, Mike, why would I mention someone mediocre?
Also, can you explain this?
I don't have a voice.
Oh, no, Sam, you've done too many impressions. Sam lost himself and his characters. Sam, can you explain to me that fishbowl joke?
Wait, really, Chris?
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you how I record the cast, my man. It was a prestige reference. It's a deep cut from the prestige. I'll consider it a minor spoiler for the prestige, so we won't go fine. Into the ending, right?
Yeah.
But there is something that happens at the end of the movie, and you learn later that it was foreshadowed by the illusions of an old man.
Yep. Gotcha. I like that you were teetering close to a topic you often bring up every podcast there. I like that it's on your mind constantly in that realm. I'm not going to bring it up, but obviously you will later.
You're, of course, talking about fish bowls.
Of course, talking about Batman. I did it. Couldn't go one episode without talking about.
All right. Before we get to actual news here, and again, it's really nice to have this moment of breathing room because I feel like if Ryan was here, he would interrupt this transition I'm trying to make. So I'm just very thankful. Oh wait.
Oh, Mike, I just wanted to say.
Oh, there he is. I knew it was going to happen.
Great segue.
So the temperatures across the United States this week are among some of the coldest that we've felt in many, many years. And I think a lot of people would be justified in describing their current conditions as Hoth-like, especially in the Midwest. And I must say, as someone who recently moved from Chicago, where it is currently negative 50 degrees, I am more than disappointed that I bought a Han Solo Hoth jacket to now not use in negative 50 degree weather. Yeah. I would be out there spending an entire day on the lakefront in the icy weather because I had that jacket, and now I don't get to take advantage of it.
It is a little upsetting. You could definitely, and you know what the funny thing is with the most metropolitan areas, you could walk by some piles of garbage or things like that, and you could go, I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Like, I feel bad, but I feel like it's cold enough here in the New York area that you should be able to.
Chris, with that joke, were you implying that you stick your face into bags of garbage to smell the inside of them? Is that what you were trying to say?
Exactly. Into the garbage can itself.
One time it was so cold out. I was out with Chris. He'll remember this story. We were walking around Brooklyn and it was so cold out that I passed out and fell over, but fortunately he saw a bag of hot garbage that he was able to cut open.
Yeah, I went inside. I put Sam inside that bag of hot garbage. How I got that bag open? Lightsaber.
Naturally.
And I'll tell you what, just like after that, you know, Luke went off of Tauntaun meat, I haven't eaten hot garbage since.
Exactly. That's not true, Sam. I've seen you eat Arby's. That's not fair. Arby's, lovely, lovely sponsor.
I was going to say.
Eat fresh
at Arby's? Is that the new combo Arby's Subway at the gas station we all know and love? Exactly.
Subway also has the meat.
Subway, we've got the meat.
All right, we're a little off the rails here. And also, guys, I want to tell you the craziest thing happened last week. I was building a scale model of the Millennium Falcon, and then they just asked me to use it, and they swooped me up, and then I didn't even know I was in the parking lot, and then all of a sudden, it was crazy. So you guys guessed that last week. Do you remember the show last week?
We knew it was happening, Chris.
That was a callback. That was a callback.
Well, before we move on to from the Hoth topic, I have to say, Hoth topic, it is a new...
Hoth topic. Oh, that's where, like, indie kids go to get their Hoth gear.
Yes, exactly. With
Ryan,
that in mind...
Ryan would love that show.
There's a bunch of mall kids outside with death sticks hanging out of their lips. Acting cool.
I have to say, if there was one item from their Hoth time that you would use to survive a cold New York winter or any winter across the United States, what would that item be? We know Han Solo's jacket is in play, a lightsaber to be able to open up a Tauntaun, the binoculars that Luke Skywalker uses, a Tauntaun. What are the things you have to have to survive your own current Hoth that you're living in?
Wow. I mean...
I think it's all about the... you guys know I'm going to be about the jacket, and I think it has to do with you need a lot of ornamental piping on your jackets, you know, and you definitely need to have, I don't know, you know, everybody has their own winter coats. Some people, you know, have wool coats, ski coats, you know, down, whatever. But like, I do hope everyone is remembering to wear their vest on top of their coat when they go out in these cold weather. I got a vest, and I'll tell you what, I started throwing it on top of my jackets, and I'm easily, five tenths of a percent warmer.
Right. I basically submerge myself in the tank that Luke is in.
The back to tank.
I basically submerge myself in that as soon as the temperature gets below 10. Actually, I'm doing the podcast right now from a back to tank.
I would say you hibernate through the entire winter in one of those?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That sounds about right. I would say I'd bring along a probe droid because you're going to draw enough attention from any local rebels in the area.
Yep.
That you'd be able to then find them, find their hideaway, whatever base they have, and get warm inside that base.
That's so clever.
I'll tell you what. I actually have another one, guys.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm going off book. I'm going off jacket.
Uh-oh.
I'm going off jacket.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'd want the lightsaber. Because as we know, as established in episode one, it's hot enough to melt through blast steel doors.
So honestly, all he has to do is hold it up and then... Unless you light the lightsaber,
you jam it in the snowbank, and you just sit there.
That's it. You can warm it. You know, it's funny, what you mentioned the Imperial probe droid. Something that my brother and I always think is funny in Empire Strikes Back is that, like, literally they mention, like, two words, and Leia's immediately like, it's an Imperial probe droid. Like, she guesses it out of a galaxy of infinite robots and creatures and everything. She immediately knows.
What was the line? It was like, it's not human. And she said, probe droid. Probe droid, definitely.
Like, immediately, Imperial probe droid. Like, are you sure it's not anything else? Well, she was right, though. She was right.
Look, she's very astute. We all know that she's a leader without comparison. And I'm not surprised that she got
That's
it right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we send all of our love and our warmth out to those of you who are stuck in frozen Hoth tundras across the U.S. right now. Before we move on, we want to make sure that you take a time and a moment here to give us a review on iTunes. If you're enjoying the podcast, head over to iTunes, find the Droids Pod. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, on Instagram, Droids Pod on Twitter, Droids Podcast on Facebook, The Droids Podcast on Instagram, Droids Pod, and then, of course, send us an email at droidspod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Honestly, tell us your story about how you are braving the winter with Star Wars elements. Have you had a Star Wars blanket that you've been using for decades? Is there a Wookiee slippers that maybe you have fashioned for yourself? We would appreciate hearing all of this.
Or, for our listeners down under, how are you surviving the Mustafar-like heat that you're experiencing right now?
That's pretty good. Oh, I like that.
Oh,
I
that's
like
very
that.
Nice. I appreciate it. That's very nice. Well, to get into, there's really only a couple of pieces of news to tease a little bit. We're going to be talking about our predictions for the upcoming trailer for Episode 9. There will be some thoughts of what we expect from it, when will it happen. Mm-hmm. But one thing we want to get into, there's a couple of things we have. The Han Solo Force Awakens concept art was released, at least one image recently, and we'll make sure that, I think, Sam, you have not seen this yet. Chris, have you seen it before we discuss it now?
No, I have not.
So I'm going to give you a moment to pull it up, because
Okay. Obviously
we know where they landed with Han Solo for The Force Awakens. The character was off doing his usual smuggling. We found him back dealing with, Chris, is it Conja Club?
Conja Club
and his usual adventures, because he had to separate from Leia and spend some time away after we saw Kylo Ren turn to the dark side.
Oh,
they lost his son Ben. There's a photo that has gone around that part of where Han Solo could have been, and it is concept art, would be in a cantina out drinking all of the creatures in a cantina. Mm-hmm. So it's a concept drawn art piece of him next to a couple of different alien creatures passed out on the table, as he can hold his space alcohol better than anyone, because he's Han Solo. And that's where we would find him to begin his journey in The Force Awakens. It did not come to be. But I found it to be pretty hilarious and would have been a great start to returning to the character of Han Solo.
Well, as we know, Harrison Ford / Indiana Jones / Han Solo can obviously hold his liquor. Look at Indiana Jones.
Wasn't it Marion who could hold her liquor?
She could also, right? But didn't he also do one?
I don't know if he did as well as she did.
But I just mean...
No, Chris.
No, okay. I guess not. But he also drank a bunch of shots.
With the monkey on his shoulder later on Raiders.
Yeah. He did get a little schlitzed in Raiders.
But he stood up and saved the day.
So I'm looking at this and I think it's like a great idea, but I would have loved to have seen it. I love that he's got the goatee that Harrison has worn on and off in his later years here. But I think, like, just looking at the imagery and looking at, like, how it's painted, you know, it looks like it's a digital painting. It's very dark, and it seems to be, like, a little bit more serious of a scene than the whole tone of that movie really went into, especially with Han. Or I guess serious is the wrong word, because he did have some... It seems like they saved his serious moment for the right moment in that film, you know? Yep. And it seems like... There was definitely a world in which you could see when they say, hey, we're going back to the, you know, the lived in, grittier, like real feeling world of Star Wars that Lucas created. You could see how this would fit right into that.
Sure.
And, but it's a different direction, right?
Yeah.
It would be starting our character from a little bit sadder of a place. Now, I know that he and Chewie have ostensibly been, you know, cruising the galaxy looking for the Falcon. But
right. So,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't. I love the image. I think it's great art. It's very cool to see, but I think maybe it's the wrong film, you know?
Well, I honestly think that it might be a little more whimsical than we're imagining. I don't see him as just getting drunk at that table with two aliens. Han shoots first. Han shoots first.
There is a gun on the table.
Wait,
there's a gun on the table.
Chris, you describe that as whimsical, killing two random people in a cantina.
Okay,
as a
well, not whimsical.
Thing?
I'm saying he's using his cleverness. Obviously, I don't think killing two people is whimsical.
I mean, it was pretty whimsical when he took out Greedle. I'll say that.
I'm just saying he's using his canny here. Even if it was a drinking contest, maybe he poisoned their drinks. Han Solo's clever. I don't think he's the sad dad that this picture is pointing him out to be.
Sam, you bring up the point, though, that it doesn't really fit in with the film. Maybe they did this before JJ was on board.
Sure.
I think they made the right choice with the way they went with it, but I kind of just laugh about it. Even if the rest of the way the character is depicted is right back into what we see in The Force Awakens, it would just be funny to see you almost think of a scene of a crowded cantina where all the people are then pushed aside and then you have the camera zooming through it and then it finally gets to Han and he's just there in the corner and he's not ready to get back in the fight. And once again, he's standing away like, I don't know, any part of this rebellion, resistance, whatever. I've been out here drinking for years. And it kind of makes sense that that would be something he would fall into when his life turned to what it was, losing Leia, losing Ben. Why not turn to the drink?
He's kind of back to that drifter kind of atmosphere. This even looks like a nod to Mos Eisley and where he started. It kind of shows that like he hasn't changed. He's back to where he was, right?
He's kind of wearing he's almost wearing a Blade Runner jacket.
Yeah.
Which I'll tell you sure what, I'm into. I am into. You want to talk jackets? Let's do a Blade Runner day.
Are we sure this isn't just from Blade Runner?
Honestly, we should just We should just do a Jackets of Harrison Ford episode.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jackets of Harrison Ford podcast. That's what I thought you were going with.
Why leave it at an episode, Sam?
Just an evening?
Man,
I dream too small.
What he wears in Hollywood Homicide is amazing.
Are there any new jackets? Was there a jacket for him in the holiday special that was different, or was he only in the vest the entire time?
I think he was just in the vest.
That's too bad. I can't imagine. That's a missed opportunity.
I think that was before they even probably knew.
Imagine what they could do with a holiday-specific Han Solo coat.
Sure. Be in. Yeah, that's red and has little white fringes on the side.
He's Santa.
Yeah.
Santa exactly. Solo.
Santa Solo. Santa Han.
Santa Solo.
All right, there's other news, and I know, Sam, you have a little bit more detail on this than I do, so I want to set you up on talking about the St. Louis collector who is giving away, or not giving away, but auctioning off a lot of Star Wars collectibles. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this news just broke, and I think so far it seems like it's pretty small news. It's only been picked up on local news website, but I guess one anonymous St. Louis collector has been collecting since the 70s, since Star Wars came out, and has as they say in the article, if we're talking individual items, we're talking 6,000 pieces. Although she notes that some pieces, like trading cards, will be sold in packs. Which is of course they will. But if you go, I'm just going to take a look. So the listing is, you can find it, if you just Google St. Louis Auction, you can find it. It's at auctionzip.com. And it's going to be a live auction on March 2nd. At 10 a.m. So anybody in the St. Louis or I guess St. Charles, Missouri area.
Oh, it's an in-person, not a live online auction.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I meant live auction.
That's fascinating.
Oh, okay.
It's being handled by Estate Auction Pros, although I do believe this woman is alive because she gave a quote. So it's not an estate auction, just to be clear. I'm not hawking a dead woman's wares. but let's see. What do we have? Many pieces are in the original packing. We have two Jim Dandy speeder bikes. It's thousands of items. There's a Kenner wild. Darth Vader Star Destroyer sealed. We've got Taco Bell Feel the Force game promotional floor display, 71 inches tall, if anybody wants it. We've got...
I wonder if they'll do any of this by phone. Hey, I see also a pack of Star Trek cards.
Whoa.
Just in the mix of
that. Oh, now it got serious for Sam.
Yeah.
If you want, I think, honestly, it's March. We got plenty of time, guys. We can set up a stay at the Drury Inn and Suites at Mid-Rivers Mall Circle in St. Peters, Missouri. There is a phone number here, and yeah, let's just get in. Or you know, if anybody listening out there lives in this area, maybe we can put in a proxy bid for the, let's see, the Emperor Palpatine in white mail-in box. I don't know what a mail-in box is. Seems like a lot of toys.
It was probably, yeah.
But it's kind of an incredible collection. The person does wish to remain... Oh, 1982 Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Well of the Souls.
Hey, all right.
That's not a Star Wars. That's not a Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a few.
I vote that anyone who cannot vocalize their opposition here right now, who's a part of this podcast, goes to this auction for us. So if you are not on currently this edition of the show, but you consider yourself a Star Wars podcast host here on the Droids, then you have to go. So, you know, Sam, Chris, as long as you don't have anything to say, I think we know who's going to the auction for us.
Well, I mean, Sam and Chris are one person, so that's perfect. Sam, you're in.
Yeah, I'm busy. And, you know, I being, of course, Sam and Chris.
Good, so, it's settled. Ryan's going. Great, perfect.
All right, exactly.
Maybe he can pick up that Ambassador Spock Borg trading card.
Ooh.
No, this is just like a really long list. The website is very entertaining to me. It's all in like typewriter font.
Yeah. This is quite a collection.
So the huge free collectible bank shaped like Batman, sealed. Free. Are you kidding me?
There you just have to buy that ticket to St. Louis, Sam, and it's yours.
Wait, did you? Couldn't get through one episode.
Let's just do a control. Let's do a command F. James Bond.
There you go.
No, oh, nothing.
Nothing for Bond. There it is.
Oh, too bad.
But I did get the reference in, you guys.
Yep, you got it, Ed. There you go.
All right, Sam, I know you have one other piece of news, which is that this is something that people can actually buy if they're not in the St. Louis area, is that there are new limited edition Star Wars Lego sets that go back throughout the entirety of the saga. Is that the case?
It does seem like they are, it seems like Lego's kind of casting a wide net here with, you know, prequels, the new
trilogy.
What
else can they build?
But it's, we've got the, we've got a pod racer.
Ooh,
looks like it comes with young Anna and Padme.
Nice.
We got Boba's Slave One. Boba Fett. We see a snow speeder. Now this one's interesting.
This is Rogue Two.
Nailed
it.
I love it. It does have two pilots. Perhaps one of them is Rogue Two, but it also looks like it has Lando. The set comes with a collectible Lando Calrissian.
Interesting.
well, what have we here?
I like the little tow cable on the snow speeder, too.
Yep, tow cable. It does work, and it will carry up to 40 pounds. You can quote me on that. There's a clone scout walker and an Imperial dropship. And that comes with Han Solo collectible.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're doing, like, if you want the complete collectible character set, which I will tell everyone just for clarity, are just Legos of Star Wars characters, so you probably already have them.
Yeah.
I think the pod racer actually looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite of these.
That is very cool. I like the clear plastic they used to illustrate the floatiness.
Yeah, now, for our listeners, is it fun when we describe not-in-detail pictures?
So, just to be
write in and let us know.
For the majority of this podcast, we've described pictures.
Yeah, so here's what you can do. You can write into droidspod@gmail.com, and you can tell us what's on your screen. Be as vague as you want.
We've described an auction that we cannot attend, and two pictures and a series of pictures.
Look, people,
it's about wedding and appetite. They can respond.
Exactly.
We are desperate for a trailer. We are desperate
exactly.
for some news.
Exactly.
And when do you think that's coming?
Well, thank you for the setup there, Sam. Transitioning to our next topic that
Nobody
fortunately...
Great transition, guys.
I was just about to say that no one was going to interrupt me. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep.
You know, Ryan's not here. I finally can let my guard down, and this is what I get.
Yep.
Anyway, trailer. There's a possibility it's happening.
Yeah.
Do we think it will come out during the Super Bowl, or will we only see Avengers Endgame spot and not a Star Wars Episode 9 possible, my guess would be a 30-second teaser. Remember, a year ago, when we were in this situation, we saw the first footage of Solo, A Star Wars Story during the Super Bowl. It was a short 30-second spot that then was 45 seconds if you watched it online. I think with this movie still being, what, 11 months away? No, 10 months away? We will probably not see a trailer or a teaser trailer for episode 9. I believe they're saving it for Celebration. That is my bet. I will want to hear what Chris and Sam have to say. Ryan can chime in another time.
He could chime in after the trailer. I think I suspect if we get anything, it'd obviously be a little teaser, unless they're gonna be super aggressive here and give us a teaser. It just kind of depends on how hard they have to push it. I don't know if Star Wars is top of mind. Like you said, they might be waiting for Infinity War Part 2 to kind of wind down a little bit, because that's also a Goliath. I'm hoping for a teaser, 30 seconds. That'd be great. That's all I need. Even if it's kind of, you know, like how they sometimes do those recap teasers where you kind of hear snippets of other things, just to get people amped up, get myself amped up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that would be good and kind of set the course for the year. But I'm not holding my breath. Any kind of Star Wars related commercial, I'm excited about. It'll be a lot. I want one.
Mike, I just realized when you said that we're still 10 plus months away, the thought that I immediately had was, I was like, someone could like wait a while, then have an entire baby before this movie comes out. Like,
are you trying to say that process. I'm having another and one? I'm, is that what you're trying to tell
second,
me?
Oh, I am definitely not the person to tell you that. No. I have no idea. I got no line on that.
I don't know where we're going with this.
No, yeah, wait a second. What I'm saying, though, is like, I don't know. That just feels like so long. It's really depressing me.
But it's so close, Sam. Sam, we've waited all of our lives for this day.
All of our lives have really been coming up to this moment in December. I don't know what's going to happen after that. Everybody's going to witness over audio, just like grown men, like losing whatever sense of self they have.
I mean, I have heard it is the last movie they will make, like in general. Movies ever. Will be done. Okay. Ever. No. Like, they'll just be done and I'll just play video games or something.
No, I think to get onto the trailer, I do wonder. I think they've already done some teases. They've done the teaser for Infinity War. I think we might see something more. I think we'll definitely see like maybe a full-length ad for Captain Marvel, because that's right around the corner. It's you know, it's this month by the time of the big game. Also, Chris, I wanted to say I'm so glad you're not holding your breath, because we're talking about Sunday here. that would be way too long. I don't think you could do it.
Breath.
Oh, God. No. Open the airlock. Open the airlock. Okay. No, in terms of... Okay, here's what I want. Here's what I want. I want the game. I want the game. I want it to be right before halftime. And I want just right in the final seconds. I want, who's playing? Who's in the game?
The Rams and the Patriots.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I want the Rams. I want the Rams QB to throw just a bullet strike just into the corner of the end zone to tie it up.
Are you talking about Goff? Are you talking about Jared Goff? Is that who you're talking about?
A Goff? No, I'm talking about football, Mike.
His name's Goff.
I'm talking about football, okay?
Quarterback of the Rams.
Goff that plays football.
I think I know what the Super Bowl is, okay? Yeah. I think I know a little bit about the Super Bowl.
Are you talking about the Superb Al? Is that what you're talking about?
Excuse me, I'm talking about the big game.
The big game.
Then we got a few seconds left. The Pats are gonna run down the clock. Okay, so we cut to commercial. There's that little tinkling, that magic few notes that just lets you know.
The shine of the Lucasfilm
the
logo.
The sheen of Lucasfilm. And then what I want is just a slow build. I want to hear dialogue from Force Awakens. I want to hear Han talking to Rey. I want to hear dialogue from The Last Jedi. I want to hear Luke talking to Rey. I want to hear Maz Kanata, everyone's just favorite character that we're all dying to know where they go.
Constable Zubio speaks for the first time.
I want to hear Zubio. I want to hear General Leia. And then I want to see a shot slowly stepping in from the dark, stepping into the light. I want to see Rey's like new costume, new look, something we've never seen. I want to see her full Jedi, and yep. I just want to hear, just in like dead silence as she steps yep. into the light, and I want to hear, "Well, well, well, what have we here?"
Young. It's Lando.
Lando being incredibly inappropriate. Yep. Is that what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I think they should. No, he's and then there's a whip pan, and we realize that he's bent over picking up a space credit from the ground.
That'd be hilarious if he was on the ground. he dropped a bucket of money. I guess what do they have to lose to not go for broke here on this marketing push? I mean, I know there's other Star Wars movies, but if they're insisting that this is the final one, I mean, just go for it then.
I think they're gonna go for broke, but I think they're gonna go for broke, as Sam, you said, once Avengers Endgame is out of the picture, because then they will have 6 full months
seven full months
to go crazy about it.
You know what would be the baller move? The baller move would be to announce during a TV spot, like, guys, we're shooting Han Solo 2 right now with everyone's favorite director, Ron Howard.
I am Ron Howard.
And it's going to be released 1 week after Infinity War Part 2.
Disney Plus is available now, and Solo 2 is on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, only on Disney Plus. I mean, they did it with Cloverfield last year. So
and it worked
we'll
out great.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves that movie.
That they would
greatest
do...
movie of all time. The thing is there, it doesn't guys, matter. They got there, the hits.
Is there a world that they would ever move the whole idea of like the anthology films to like Disney Plus and make them smaller?
I mean, you could
budget.
Make the argument that that's what The Mandalorian is. You could make that argument.
Yeah, and then also just kind of
consider me making it, and I'm and also consider this 8 months ago, so that
we'll
I sound smart.
We'll have to mark. Yeah, we'll have to mark this down and then rewind.
You know, if I can give a tip of my cat to a former podcaster on this show, Ryan a year ago did what? Shot for shot predict what the Solo Star Wars story teaser Super Bowl spot would be.
Pretty good.
So maybe we throw him a bone and bring him back in for about 3 minutes of the pod next week to have him predict what he thinks. Oh, no, it'll be after the episode. It'll be after the Super Bowl.
Ryan,
it'll be too late.
Ryan, just email droidspod@gmail.com. We'll let you, Ryan, make sure we have a timestamp.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to right now find a newspaper of today's date. I need you to take a picture of it and write a letter to yourself, take it to the post office, put it in there with your prediction, mail it back to yourself. They'll put the postmark on it, and then we'll know.
Chris, why wouldn't he mail it to us? Why would he mail it to himself instead of mailing it to you?
He should just mail it to himself.
Oh, Chris never checks his mail.
I'm not good at checking mail.
Chris never checks his mail. Also, can't read. It's a real tragedy.
No wonder my holiday card came back when I sent it to you.
Exactly. Don't want this. so if you want to do that, Ryan, that's great.
I would also love just invite any listener. You know, we're trying to stick to a new schedule, so you know this pod's going to go up. If you guys want to email us, but we're obviously predicting and hopeful that we might see something during the football game this weekend, but whether or not it hits now, if you guys want to send us an email, send it into droidspod@gmail.com or tweet at us or Instagram or anything, and like let us know what you think the trailer would be or what you'd want it to be or any of the above. And if a few of you do that, we'd love to read through them. It'd be fun for us to see. Maybe we'll read one on air, who knows. But send us your thoughts.
Look, you know, there's a lot of prop bets about the Super Bowl, and I think we could have a prop bet here about whether or not there'll be a Star Wars teaser trailer during it. And, you know, we don't have the ability to pay out financially. Chris, you probably know the legal restrictions more than I do.
Can't do it.
I mean, imagine we can't just give money to our listeners, right?
No. Well, we'll give them a shout-out.
Okay, we'll do that then. So if you end up sending it in and you get it right or you get it wrong, we'll give you a shout-out here on the pod, droidspod@gmail.com. I think we're close to wrapping up, unless anybody has any other thoughts about what the trailer might be that we see. I think Sam or Chris laid it out for what he thought would happen.
This kind of falls into my hot and fresh territory.
Oh, no.
I'll give you just a brief.
Oh, no. It's been a while. We've had a reprieve. We've had this reprieve from hot and fresh, and here we are again.
I'll just give you. All right, ready? Pan up from Tatooine. But Tatooine now looks like Hoth. Global warming. we see the shattered remains of the Millennium Falcon. What did I say? Millennial.
It's a Falcon for millennials.
No, it's a millennial. The Millennial Falcon.
And then whizzing overhead is the Gen X Falcon.
Or just the Millennium. It refers to millions of John Lennon's ships. The Millennium. That was a stretch. But then, yeah, the ship's going to be exploded, and it'll be start us right off in an action space scene.
Could you imagine if they actually just, like, the whole teaser was just, like, a 15-second clip of the Millennium Falcon, like, crashed and burning.
Right. Just, like,
and
a slow
all
pan.
And it's just, like, a pan across it.
A slow pan across of just debris. Kind of, what was that movie with Sandy Bullock? You know the one I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Are you talking about
Sandy?
Space catastrophe.
Gravity,
there it is. I'm talking about that movie. A la debris.
Ryan is going to be listening as he cuts this episode together, and he is going to be
millennial.
Screaming.
The millennial. I love this idea of the Millennial Falcon. it's a startup that raises social awareness. It's great. I love it.
It's suffering from early burnout.
It's right. It's for Falcons. It's awareness for Falcons. I love it.
All right. Well, if that is the case, send us your email, droidspot@gmail.com. Let us know what you think, whether or not the trailer will debut at the Super Bowl or Star Wars Celebration, what you think will be in it. Will there be the Millennial Falcon? Will it be on fire? Will it just be a slow pan? Tell us what you think will happen. droidspot@gmail.com. Send us an email. If you rate and review us on iTunes, we would be forever in your debt. Let us know that you're enjoying the podcast. It helps us get a few more listeners. You can find us on iTunes, droidspot, of course. Search droids you're looking for, the Star Wars podcast. And you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, droidspod on Twitter, droidspod on Instagram, and the Droids Podcast on Facebook, and droidspod@gmail.com. With that in mind, we are close to the end of the show. What do we think is Ryan's possibilities of actually returning next week?
I've been listening to his stuff, and I'm gonna give him a 65%.
I'm gonna say that if the team that we all know is not favored to win the Super Bowl wins, and everybody knows which team that is.
We shall put it in the out of our hands.
Then I think that's the universe, the galaxy telling us, yeah, he's back. Your boy's back.
Wow.
Look, if stormtroopers show up at halftime like they did when they debuted, what was that? I can't remember, a couple years ago. Was it for The Last Jedi when they debuted The Last Jedi trailer on Monday Night Football and there were stormtroopers on the field at Soldier Field?
Yeah.
If that happens in the Super Bowl, then Ryan can come back.
There you go. What network's hosting the Super Bowl? That's probably answered our Star Wars question.
CBS.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's probably I can't see it happening.
Yeah, it's not Disney. It's not ABC, so it's not happening.
Yep.
On that note, that will do it.
Wow, what a doubter.
For this week.
So sorry.
Maybe we'll start it over.
Wait a second. It's going to happen. We're all excited for
it. There
will
probably be a Star Trek Discovery commercial.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Ooh. That'll happen during the pregame show because that's when they can get away with ads that don't cost $3 million
or
$5
million. Yeah. Wow. We did it, guys. Came full circle here.
Nailed it.
Millennial Falcon. Millennium. Millennial Falcon.
Thank you for joining us. Please rate and review us on iTunes, and we would love to hear from you, droidspot@gmail.com. That will do it for this week's edition of The Droid You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast.
We have what they grow beyond.
Annie?
You boys looking to go to medieval times? Hey, yo, Chewbacca. Hey, yo, Chewbacca. Hey.
Too much, too long, too long.
Millennial Falcon.